Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone, it's great to have you here today. This is the year, growth on every front, and we're really seeing God doing great things. And our prayer is that in your life, in your career, in your family, with your friends, your relationships, in your health, that this year there would be an incredible sense of breakthrough, an incredible sense of growth, that God would do incredible things as only He can do. Grab your Bibles and turn to Isaiah 54. It's our core scripture, and I want to unpack this today. It says, "Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord." Everyone say, "says the Lord." This barren woman in grief, in pain, biologically, physiologically, unable to have children, and God speaks His promise to her. He goes on to say, "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities." So in this very validly real situation with a lot of valid emotion, a lot of realistic expectation to manage, a lot of probably strained relationships, God shows up. And God gives His promise for her future. God gives leadership for her soul. God gives her strategy for next steps. God prepares her for her future, all by giving His word. At this stage in her journey, all she had was His word. Her emotions, her tent, her husband, her family condition, her biological situation, nothing had quote unquote changed. And in the middle of all of that, in the middle of all she saw, in the middle of all she felt, in the middle of all she was experiencing, all she had was His word. Her emotions were in reversal. Her physical condition was unchanged. Her neighbors still had bigger families than her. Her tent was still small. Those cities were still inhabited by enemies, but she had His word. His word was all she had, and His word was all that she needed. I wonder what you're facing today. I wonder what you're feeling this year. I wonder what reversals, I wonder what resistance, I wonder what limitations, I wonder maybe what disasters and catastrophes you're experiencing. I wonder what burdens you're carrying. I wonder what's going on in your workplace, in your home, with your kids, with your partner, with your health, whatever it is. I wonder what is going on in your life. Then I want to encourage you today. I want to speak into this today, that if all you have is His word, you have everything that you need. His word was all she needed, and His word was all that she had. See, God didn't start this process for her by giving her a baby. If I were God and I saw a barren woman that I loved, that I cared for, that I had a plan for, that I wanted her to have a great growing family, the first thing I would have done is, here we go, I can do it. So here we go, here's a baby, here's a pregnancy. But before that even began, and I would suggest a while before that moment of pregnancy occurred, because she had to renovate her whole tent, God gave her His word. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living, and it is active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, then discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Couldn't you, God, just give me a torch? But you know what's more powerful than a torch for your path? Is His word. In John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Why is His Word enough? Because His Word is inseparable from His character. God's word is pure. God's word is alive. God's word is unlimited. God's word is resourced. God's word is filled with potential. God's word is filled with everything that you need for your promise. So if you have nothing else in your situation but His word, you have everything you need to advance towards the promise that He has for your life. Number one, God's word is spoken. God's word is spoken. Over the last few years, whether you are technological or not, whether you wanted to or not, everyone has become experts in video conferencing, whether it's on Zoom or Google Meet or the other ones that no one ever cares about. Whatever it is, everyone has been on a video call with a school teacher, a colleague, a boss, family, reaching people, talking to people overseas. Everyone has been on a video call, and we've all had the frustrating moment when you are speaking and you have forgotten to unmute. You are dropping pearls of wisdom, absolute gold jokes that will go unappreciated in their time because you were muted. And everyone else is sitting there glassy face, or maybe everyone else there is giving you the universal gesture for unmute, press the button, but you're speaking, but it's not getting through. The fact is, in your life, God is speaking. And before we talk about how we hear from God, we have to resolve and settle in ourselves that God actually is speaking. See, God declares His word into our situations. It is the seed, it is the potential needed to fulfill His promise. And I think we experience His word a few different ways. Firstly, I think God declares His word over us. He speaks it over our lives, that even in ways and seasons and times that we don't understand, He is declaring His goodness, declaring His love, declaring an atmosphere, declaring His promise. He is declaring it to our enemies, to our money, to our boss, to our family. He is speaking His word over our lives. He is declaring it over the intercom of our lives. It's an ambient goodness of His word that is filling the atmosphere of our lives. He speaks His word to us. We'll talk in a few moments about hearing from God, but He speaks His word to us. That in the same way that I would communicate directly to you, we know that through what Jesus did on that cross, we don't have to hear about the word of God. We don't have to have other people hear the word of God for us, but you can hear from God personally. You don't need a pastor to hear from God. You don't need a pope to hear from God. You don't need an internet commentator to hear from God. You can hear from God yourself. He sows His word into us for later. Another way is He sows and gives His word to us that in some ways we may not understand in the season that we're in, but we're receiving the word and He's sowing it into us for something, a season, a situation that we will need to navigate later. He declares His word over us. He speaks His word to us and He sows His word into us for later. But number two, God's word is spoken. Number two, God's word is heard. Romans 10 says this, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes not by doing. I think religion would rewrite this passage to say faith comes by doing. Faith comes by motivating. Faith comes by pressing. Faith comes by a whole lot of what you can do. But this passage teaches us that it begins by God speaking and faith comes by us hearing. I read an incredible statistic this week. I thought I was in the minority. Turns out I'm in the majority. Maybe you are too, but 70% of people watch Netflix with the subtitles on. 70% of people watch Netflix with the subtitles on. Now, I know in my home, in our home. It's the fireplace fan going. It's the dryer that's on. It's the dogs playing. It's our family noise. It's our noisy home that I love, except when I can't hear my Netflix. So I turn the subtitles on so I can hear properly. Maybe if you can put yourself in that situation and think of it this way, that if God is speaking, we actually need to find ways to deal with the clutter of the ambient noise of life. If God is speaking, the question is, are we hearing? Maybe even, are we listening? We can hear God through the Word of God. To read the Bible, the living, alive, embodied Word of God, prophetically and eternally and permanently and powerfully, spoken by God, spoken through people, it is alive and life-changing. 2 Timothy says, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, equipped for every good word. The Word of God, Scripture, it is God-breathed and it is God-given. You might be struggling, wrestling in your Bible reading. I want to encourage you. Remember I said earlier that God declares His Word over us, to us, and sows it for later? When I read the Word of God, I'll admit there are times where it leaps out and grabs a hold of my shirt and says, this is for you today, Phil. But there are times where I read it and I'm going through it and it just is, it's fantastic, it's awesome, but it doesn't feel like it's for today. Does it mean I don't appreciate it? Does it mean I don't honor it? Does it mean I don't open my heart up to it? No, no, it is seed going in for later. It is growing me, it is changing me, it is encouraging me, it is sharpening me. And in your life, I encourage you, urge you. You want to hear from God? Read the Bible. Read the Word of God. It is given to us, breathed out by God for us to equip us, help us, change us, transform us, enlighten us, guide us, bless us. It is absolutely life transforming. We can hear from God through the Holy Spirit. You know, if you know Jesus, you will know that there is such a promise of the Holy Spirit. And if you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, I encourage you, grab your Bible and read the book of Acts, Acts 1, Acts 2. Read about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that the Word teaches us that that's not for a select group of people, but you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can pray, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And there will be an ignition, a fire, a impartation that changes your life, and you'll hear from God in brand new and fresh ways. But Jesus teaches us that the Holy Spirit is a guide, that the Holy Spirit comforts, changes us, and guides us into all truth. In other words, the Holy Spirit speaks very strongly, speaks very subtly, and is bringing us to truth. God speaks to us through people. And I've unpacked this over the couple of weeks ago, that God speaks through well-meaning people, through mean people, through spiritual people. God can use people to speak to us. In fact, if it's encouraging, if it's comforting, if it's building you up, it is an encouragement from God. But God will speak through people, through pastors, through friends, through kingdom people, through parents, through bosses, through anyone. Anyone can be an angel in God's hands to bring His Word to you. God is speaking. Number two, God, it needs to be heard. So make sure you're listening, actively listening. Put the subtitles on, drown out the ambient noise so you can hear the Word of God. Lastly, God's Word is effective. God's Word is spoken. God's Word is heard. And lastly, God's Word is effective. I think of this barren woman and I think of the question of what if she had thought that God's Word wasn't enough? Oh God, thank you for that encouraging thought. Thank you for that great thought. Thank you for that hope. Thank you for that picture. They'll have lots and lots of kids. Great. Now, how about a baby? No. She responded to His Word. See, God's Word is effective. In Isaiah 55, it says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." In other words, God's words do what they're meant to do. I sometimes feel like my words just fall to the ground. I sometimes feel like my words don't amount to anything. And you know what? And compared to God, they don't. See, everything that God speaks, it matters and it contains the matter. It matters, it's important, and it contains the matter, the substance, the everything needed to achieve what He has purposed for it. His word, therefore, asks us to respond to it like it's substantial, like it matters, like it has matter, like it is effective. God's word for us requires a faith response from us. See, if it was just a fantasy from God, there would be a valid reason to not put it all on the line and not fully respond. But the fact is, it's not a fantasy. It's not wishful thinking by God. It's not a great picture and a great hope and a great, "I really do pray that it happens for you" from God. It is His powerful, permanent, incredible declaration of promise. And because of that, with a great confidence that it's effective, you can respond. You know, if you don't know Jesus, I really encourage you to open up your heart today and say, "Jesus, I've heard about you, but I really want to know you. I've heard about you. I know these Bible stories. I've seen these Christians, but I want to tell you today, God wants you to know Him. God wants you to be able to hear from Him. And the best way, the way to hear from God is through relationship. And that comes through asking Jesus to forgive us of our sin, of our mess, of our mistakes, so that we can be close to Him, so we can know Him, and so we can serve Him. I want to pray for you today. If you need to get your life right with Jesus, I want to pray for you today. Lord, I pray for people today who need to get their lives right with You, forgiven of their sin, helped with their mess, saved. I pray, Lord God, that You would today fill their hearts with a great sense of Your peace and Your love and Your redemption. I thank You that today is a start of a journey of knowing You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. For us all, we all, if we're honest, have an area of barrenness like this barren woman. We've called this year the year of growth on every front, so that every front, every area has the blessing and the breakthrough that only can come through God. And God's word is speaking to our lives. God's word is spoken, God's word is heard, and God's word is effective. My prayer is that in your life today, tomorrow, at work, at home, at church, when you're by yourself, wherever you are, if you're traveling, whatever is going on, that you would know His word. His word is spoken, His word is heard, and His word is effective. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.